I grew up with him from the youth team. So I'd seen him as a 16, 17-year-old and spoken to him at matches. You know, they were almost friends, the youth team in those days. Yeah, they'd see the same faces behind the goal. They'd talk to you when they do autographs. Like when he came out and said to me, "I'm in tonight." That was his words, "I'm in." And at the end of the day, he just had a football brain that I've never seen since. Even to what it was, I think that incident with the whistle proved it. That whilst all the players were just looking at the referee lying unconscious, he ran up to the referee and grabbed the whistle and blew it. And that about summed up the way he thought ahead of everybody else on that pitch in every game. The abiding memory of Bobby Moore is interesting because when I used to go to away games, when they played average teams, he was nothing special. You put him in a World Cup final or play Brazil in a semi-final or put him in a top cup game, he was immaculate. It was like the bigger the game, the better he played.